We are up to the Chav Beis Amud Aleph, four lines on the top. Amar Rab Zayda said, "Ha Milsa the following din Merabbi Abba Shemile. I heard it from Rab Abba. Ve'ilav Rab Abba. The min Aku had it not been for Rab Abba from Aku shechachti, I would have taka forgotten it already. Which din? Gimul sheyoshvu lekayim esashtar. Three dayanim sat down to verify a shtar, validate a shtar. Vameis echel mehem. And in the proceedings, they already concluded that yes, the shtar is valid, and now they have to sign. But one of them just died. Is tzirichin lemichtav. They need to write. Vameis of tlosa havina. We sat down lechatchila bezna three, but v'chad lesuhu. One of us didn't make it. One of us is not here anymore. Omer Ab Nachman by Yitzchak Nachman, and then you can continue signing the shtar. Only two will sign, but there won't be any suspicions about anything. Omer Ab Nachman Yitzchak V'i Kosebe, if they wrote Shtara Danan Nofik LeKadmona Beidina, if they would have written just these words, that this shtar was presented before us, which we were a bezin, everyone knows that a bezin is three people, Isu Loit Tzarech, we no longer then need to write anything else, because a bezin automatically means three people.
Even though there's only two chassimus.
Oh, so then we'll figure it out. Somebody must have died. Freddy Gemara, how do you know? We deal with bezin chotzevu. We know that Shmuel holds that you can have two dayanim, but it's a bezin chotzevu that they think that they're so confident that they can do it. So just because you hear the word bezin, how you know to start out three and end up with two? Maybe tak was only two. Ukid Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Shnayim, Shadonu, Dineim, Din, but he to write. El Shnikla, bezin chotzevu. So we answer the Ksiv Bey, it's written Beidina Dravona Ashi. And Rabona Ashi would not have allowed, tolerated a Bezin Chotzev, it would have made them have three. So we know we start out with three. Then we see two signatures, then obviously somebody passed away.
Then you have to refer to the specific Bezin.
Sorry?
You have to refer to the specific.
Yeah, they wrote on the thing.
Yeah, okay.
They wrote, the Kosev Bey, Beidina Dravona Ashi agrees with this. Freddy Gmor of Adilma Rabona Rav Ashi, Kishmol Svila, just because of Ashi personally held that way, was it Rabona Rav Ashi, made of Rav Ashi also like Shmuel, just because you wrote on your get, on your start. This is a stamp like the following the methods of Rabona Rav Ashi, what does that mean? Maybe they hold the bezin tulu chachil, it's good enough. The Kosebei, but Amalonu Rabona Ashi. But Rabona Ashi himself told us this is good enough.
So, this is not the Rav Ashi.
Why not?
So why don't you say Rav Ashi, why don't you say Rabona Ashi?
This is how you write. This is not halacha. This is when you're writing in a star in Aramaic, the Amcha people.
Right.
So I guess they wrote, this is the Aramaic title.
Rashi.
V'ilav Rababa de Minakoshi. His kiddo lilach reminded me after a while. So two Rababas there. Shechacht, I would have forgotten. Umeisech mehen, Achle chasmu, before they signed. Sirichel mechte, but they came, Ashtabash lojitri, Varoy, Yishnaim, Chsumim, Bayem, Shevishnaim, Kimu, they'll think they're two, Mekayim, not three. Because the baby was written shorter than enough for Kadmon and Beidina. So it's a Bezin would not have been referred to if it would be less than three people. Because the baby shorter than enough for Kadmon and Beidina. Beidina Rabashi, Urcha de Milson Nocket, why Dafke him? Shuha Yerosha Yeshiva Mosa Machsaya. He was a Yeshiva in that city's Machsaya. The Meir Nachma Yitzchak, the Umar of the Shmaita. He was the author of this din. The Vade Beidina Rabashi, of the Matrain. No way that they would Chatchila allow or tolerate a Bezin Chotzev. He told her that we have to validate it. The Kivan Rav Ashi Gufi, his Giku, Rav Ashi himself said, you have to validate it. He definitely would have told us to have three. That's how we limshot. The Yeshua version of Amalon Rabona Ashi, Tlosa Ninu Rabona Ashi said that this is considered three. Not that he told us, the way the first part of Ashi, he told us to validate it. We're assuming that we followed his instructions. Second way is that he told us we need three. That he was one of the three. If he's one of them, what do you mean he told us he was one of the three? So it doesn't mean that. Tay said this whole thing is only applied if you actually already started writing the start of Moisa Tlosa Havina. So then we have a problem because you have two things at the end. But if you didn't start those words with Moisa Tlosa Havina, then this is Bechal not an issue. You just write Bezin. Nobody's business. As long as we guys followed halacha, what's the difference? It's only because you wrote three and then people see two signatures. What's going on here? So you have to then mavon it.
What's the saying
this whole Gemara is talking about you already wrote the Meisav Tlosa Havina. So then, so to the die, what do you do? So that's the discussion here. But if you never wrote that, you don't have to write anything. Okay, the Gemara Vayit Mishnah. We're learning about Pesha Asa. Rabbi Shua came along and began this Pedic and introduced the whole idea that he's made and Miki doesn't work with Pesha Asa does. And then we have Pesha Asa by Edim. Now we have by a woman. Isha Sha'amra, a woman comes forward and says, Eishas Isha Yisi, she's the one who informs us that she's a married woman. However, you should know the Gurushani, but now I'm divorced. So Ne'emena, she's believed. Sha'ha Pesha Asa, who ha Pesha Hitid? The mouth that forbade is the one that permitted. V'im yesh edim shahay seish. We already knew that she was an eshes by edim, so there's no pesha asa here. No longer she has a migui. V'hi emet as grushin ishtam. She said, I'm a divorced woman. Prove it. Ain't on the emet. She's not believed. Unless it's in front of her husband. Next case. Amra, she comes forward and says, Nishbeisi, I was kidnapped. And we assume, we learned before we mutter already, that every woman is kidnapped. We assume that Reiv Goyim would have raped her. So it should be a problem. Amra Nishbeisi, but she's not Torah. I'm Torah. I can't marry a Koyim. Nothing happened. And then managed to believe. We didn't know she was kidnapped. Hapesha also, Hapesha Hitit. However, if we had witnessed that she was kidnapped, so she's no longer Pesha also. And she's trying to tell us that she's to her. We don't believe her. The Imenes to hate any ain't that manner. She's not believed. Then the Mishnah continues. The Imishini Saz Boedim. But if after she got married, witnesses came, Harezu Leitetse, he doesn't go out. Not clear if we're talking about the case of Nishbeis, if we're talking about the case of Grushani.
She married the queen in the meantime.
She married, well, yeah, let's say she says she's a Grusha. The only reason why I believe her is because she has a migui. Okay, we believed her. And then 10 minutes she got married, and Aiden came along and said she was a married woman already. So there's no longer Pesha Asa anymore. Yeah, exactly. It's not a question of Kohen. Nishbeis, yeah. Then it's only an issue for Kohen. Rashi. Which case? The man comes forward, everyone comes to over here, and the guy says, I didn't find any psulim by your daughter. So the father comes along and says, the Avi Anida comes along and says, Beating Nosati Lishazah for her husband, and he hates her. So what do we see from this pasuk? First of all, he says, I married off my daughter, so that asses her. And then he said, but to this man, so he's matter her. First he asses her in the whole world, and then he's matter to this man. So that's pesha asa pesha hitir. What is it? Pitin za liish hazeh, liish as a wife. Liish, when he says, I gave my daughter to a man, asa, he asses his daughter to the whole world. But then when he says, hazeh, this man, he tito, he was matter. So that's how you know the concept of pesha asa pesha hitir. Very much a lama likra. Why do you need a pasuk? Savaruhum. So this is an odd thing. Mitzvah sometimes says odd. First you start with the question, how do you know? And then when I tell you how I know, what do you tell me before it's obvious? So what's the going on here? Anyway, in the Achrein, it's a bit chakira and the Shav Shemais, what is the idea of a Pesha Asa? Is this a concept of migri, but a stronger, or nothing to do with migri? This is the Issa that I created, I removed. Not because of a migri, that migri is a liar, and it's a beater or whatever it is. Nothing with migri. This is a different concept altogether. Concept of biyodeh, able to crush it, so I didn't have to put it up from the first place. I put myself in a situation where I tried to clean it up. So I removed whatever I put in. If you don't believe me, don't believe in anything. You can't believe me halfway and not believe the other halfway. If you believe me that I was this, then you have to believe me also this part. So nothing to do with migri. And so I want to say that's the train of the question, the Gemara, and the Gemara's answer. Anyway, whatever. We don't lament to which man. He asked, he's matter. You know why I need this pasuk? You know why we need this pasuk? You're right, Pesha Asa is a svar. You know why I need this pasuk? We need it for the case. How do you know that a father is believed to ask that his daughter from the Torah? It says, if a girl is like Tana or Naida, how do you know that the father is believed to say, I was Makadosh or anybody I want? As beating the Sati Leisha Zeh. So that's what we see. What? And in fact, the father has the right to go along and ask his daughter. Rashi. When she's young, or even a nida, she be yodi lekacha. And why do we believe him? Because it's be yodi.
If you said
we're saying stam is there. A father can come forward and say, and ask his daughter while she's a tana or a nida.
Yeah, but the thing is, the difference between the suli, and you said there was a call anyway. Just like
no, we don't know. No, as soon as tomorrow, we'll see later. The call is that if there's an open chuppah, and then whether behenuma or whether that's the call, but if they got engaged privately, and not only we're talking about Edison, talking about kedushin. Now, Teshirei talks about whether he's only believed while she's still a ketana naida because of biyoda, or even when she's an adult, is he believed to say that I was makadosh her when she was a ketana? Raji says Kishitana Nida should be Yodai Lekacha. So it seems Raji also says Bidafka while it's be Yodai. Kidamina Bin Rajas Batan, only while she's younger than I am, she mama Kidashi Laplani. She would never believe La Isla Kurt Asa. As BT Nosati, Alma Bididetali, it's up to him in the scene of him, the Kurl member Hachi, believe to say. Freddy Gemora Hazel Lomeli. Okay, you explained this BT Nosati, we don't need Pesha Osa. What's a Hazel? What do you mean this guy? What's the coming teacher there? We don't need for Pesha Osa. So the Gemora Hazel Lele Yavim, he's only believed. It, the father didn't believe, but not.
He wasn't involved in that.
If the Yavam comes forward and takes over and he says, this and this, and the father can't say, I gave it to this. So there's no din of Meir Kesef and all that kind of stuff. No, there's only Meir Kesef. The husband never. Yeah, he stepped in his brother's place.
Brother-in-law's place. Father wasn't involved in the Yibum process.
Yeah, exactly.
It's already out of his hands.
Yeah, Rashi. Hazel Amalik v'lab la'pesha. So loyli Yavim im haitzi shemra al nusi achiv. If he's the one who spread the shemra, she'ena Yavim didn't come haitzi shemra. The Yavim does not have the same din as a haitzi shemra. Lay onish be Meir Kesef $100. V'achim buchle kam pei neider. So you might tell him what we learned. I'm a married woman, but then she comes before me and says, she changes the story. Now I'm single, and men she believed. Freddie Mother, why she believed. First she said, I'm a married woman, and then later she said, I'm a free woman, why you believe? Omar Rava Barabuna. Barabuna says, she was able to explain why she changed the story around.
Masla means an excuse, doesn't
it? Excuse, yeah. To give an explanation why I said this, and now I change my mind. Yeah. Even the word why a father believes about a daughter is because of migui because of biyode lekacha, and the din would have to be that as soon as he finished saying, my daughter, he must right away say who the guy is. If he doesn't say straight away who the guy is, you no longer have a migui. Because let's say you establish my daughter's married. Okay. 2 days later, I come forward and say, I married her to Shmerl. Where's your migui? We already established. So I'm going to show you a hold that this thing only works if you say it straight away. Others say, no, it's no different than a masla. I didn't have to tell you who she's married to. I'm just telling you a fact that she's married. When I'm ready, I'll tell you to who. And therefore, just like a masla helps for the next day or 2 days later, same thing over here as well. What's an example of masling? She says, I was single, and then I believe. She gave a good excuse, a good way of explaining it, and then menace. This woman, an adult, she was very pretty. There were many people out there jumping at her to try to marry her, but she told them all, I'm engaged. The yamim umla she herself stood up. The kitches atma she's engaged to somebody else. Umlach mari yislazake. What did you do here? You told us you were engaged already last week. Now you married us and get engaged to somebody else. Umrulem she explained. Bitchila in the beginning she bore a lion. No, she got all the people came to me because they thought I was pretty, not because of any other reason. They were so superficial. I'm married to mukadeshni. I don't want such kind of people. The riffraff. I said, I'm engaged here. Leave me alone. Achshav shebo alai noshim huganim. Now that I came across people that are decent people. Amadiv Kadash asked me, I'm taka single, and I want to choose when I at my liking. took this discussion he brought before the Chacham and Usha, and they all said, "Im nosna masid v'rena menes." If she gave a good explanation, which in this case she did, she is believed.
That's something else.
So
it doesn't apply to these things?
No, that's in the same breath. I said Oyla Oshem, or whatever he said there. Only no, but that's an example. But you said it in one breath over here, mm-hmm. Two things that are contradictory. She didn't say that here.
Came much later.
Yeah, comes later.
Like a Greek, this is one amplifies the other.
Well, she's explaining herself.
Okay.
Yeah. Boyim in Shmuel Marav. Shmuel, I have a question. Omra, she said to me, "I am Tommy." Because of Omra, then she turned around and said to her, "I am Toy." Ma, what's it in? First she said, I'm Tamari, and then she said, I'm Toy. What's it in?
So that's contradictory.
That's right. No. It wasn't one after another. It wasn't one after another. She told her husband, I'm a needle, leave me alone. And the next day, she said, I'm Toy. What happened here? Rav told Shmuel, Abazu, even in this case, between a wife, already an existing wife and husband. This happened, in Nosna, Maslat, whatever. She gives you a good explanation, and men as she's believed. Why Shechatchila, she said what she said, and now she changed her mind around. Tano Mine Arboim Zina, Shmuel learned the Chazad is 40 times We had the number of times, Yechazah four times, you remember it. Yechazah four times. In other words, he liked the Rav's halacha that if the woman gives a good excuse why she told her husband that she's still Tomei, and then the next day she changed her mind. If she gives a good story, I had a headache, whatever, you believe her. But Filochi, when it came to his personal life, Lovat Shmuel, Uvda Ben Avshe, he wasn't comfortable with it. Because the Tesla brings a Yeshami, the story happened like that. He came home and his wife said, I'm Tomei. And then the next day she said, I'm Tomei. And he said, what do you mean? She said, oh, I wasn't feeling, wasn't in the mood. So Shmuel felt uncomfortable. Even though Rav told him, and Shmuel chazed 40 times, for others he'll be Mekel. But for himself, he still was uneasy. Rashi, Amasla, Moshel, Vetam, he gives a good reason, Lama, Omen, Chilim, Kadeshni, why she said her story first. And Im Nostam Masla, Varen, Emen, Hoyel, Vinostam Masla, and Emen, she believed. Omra Tmeini, Omra Labaila Nida, Yamanida, Tahida, Nila, Yisanida, La Ovachmul Nashe, Pam Achas, Omra Ishta, his wife told him Cain, Venostan Mazin gave a good excuse. Upidish, hey man, Achatovla. He said, no, sorry, my friend, you go to Mikra. And then we'll talk. Okay, Tonabon, we learn, we had this very similar in the Yomish, Nayim, Oimini Meis, two Adim come forward and said that your husband is dead. Which Nayim, two Adim come forward and said, Loing Meis, your husband did not die. So what do we do in this case? Two Adim say that she's a free woman. Two Adim say she's still a married woman. What happens?
Not obviously a case of Adim Zayim.
No, it's a Chosha. This is a Chosha. Adim Zayim is when I say, how can you say? Yeah.
It's only a Chosha if they're talking about the live ones are after the dead ones.
Well, a Chosha is, you say the man dead, died, and I say the man didn't die.
Yeah, but
that's contradictory.
Every man dies. It depends on
now.
Time.
No.
Right now,
your husband's still alive. And we have no proof that he does not.
This is
but I'm not saying that you weren't there.
This
in the
is
room.
A little bit the same sort of an idea, but it's a little bit different than what you had in Yivamis, that she's expected to go and search and all that. And
that's an Eidechot. We'll talk. We'll come back to it soon. But we had Yivamis, same thing, today with today, same thing. Okay, so this is very bright behind your promise. So two people say that the husband died, your husband didn't die. Two people say that you were divorced, so she's a free woman. You're still a married woman, so how do you like to know? So she shouldn't marry because how do you know which set of Aiden to believe? But the Imni Sas, they say, but she did get married, she doesn't have to go out because she has two Aiden supporting her version. Either the husband's dead or the husband divorced her. So therefore, the Chatchili shouldn't, if he did, you did. Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yaisi says, no, Taita, even if she got married, she has to exit the marriage because the two Aiden say that she's still a married woman. When do I say that she has to go out of the marriage? Bisman, Shebo, Adim, the second peer Adim who came along and said she's still a married woman, came. And then she's, despite that, she decided, and we told her, leave things status quo, don't get married, and she defied our psak, and she went ahead and get married, so we penalized her and said, no, get out. But if, let's say, she got married legally, two Adim came along and said your husband died, so we told her to get married. The two Adim come along and said you're divorced, you get married. And then another two Adim came along, and then I am Moida, you don't have to go out. But if first she got married based on the first ages, and then the Aiden came, doesn't go out. I don't understand. What do you mean? It's a suffix that I say. Two cancel two. What are you playing around for? Two say that she's still a married woman. How can she stay married? This is a suffix. There should be an Oshem Tolu here. Which Asher told you is when you're not sure if you're doing an Aveda or not. You're not sure. Maybe she's doing an Aveda. He's doing an Aveda. She's doing an Aveda. Rashi. They say to the common potter, today we're training. Shabbat Adim, 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 Shabbat We're talking about a veer, ki goin shenisas l'echad me'edah. She married one of the Adim. That aid who said that your husband died, in his mind, your husband definitely died. So there's no Ashim Tolu. When you mean Ashim Tolu, you yourself don't know if you commit an aveda. There was a chaticha there, you don't know if it's Shuman or Chalev. Pray for kosher. But this aid claims, I know he died. So what's Ashim Tolu here? Freddy Moore, that helps him.
What's the such she married to the aid?
Yeah, why not?
So it's possible aiders then, isn't it?
After. He came and then they got to know each other.
And then they get engaged and, you know, they have a courtship. Yeah.
That's right. Freddy Gimor, okay, that helps him, but he goofed Boshim Tolu Kaima, but she also is committing an Aveda, and she doesn't know what happened. She wasn't there, so Lechayda, she brings him Tolu. Everything Gimor, by Metis bodily. She did her homework, and she says, yes, I'm convinced that he's right. Love has nothing to do with it. And therefore, we should, so no Oshim Tolu involved there. Rashi, Lechem Medeh, Oshim Medeh, who said that your husband died. There ain't Oshim Tolu. Who brings an Oshim Tolu? Elele Misha, Libo, Nigfa, you feel you have a conscience, and it bothers you. This guy said, I know for a fact. By Medeh bodily, ain't Libi Nigfi, doesn't bodily, bodily, I know for a fact. Ilu, Hoya Kayim, Hoya Bo. If my husband would be alive, there's no way that would keep away from me. He definitely would have come home. That's her Horaya, interesting. That's her Horaya. I wonder if that will be when we go over there in Yevamos, the Isha Daika Mincibe. Is that her whole Daika, that if he would be alive, he would have been here by now already, or sent a message or something? Because Rashi says that's the Daika. Yeah, but she's a bodily here. I know for a fact that he's dead. What's the whole fact? Because if he would have been alive, he would either come to me or send me a message. So is that what it means?
Yeah, he's been captured in the war or something. He's a prisoner.
Yeah, so is that the word over there also, that Isha Daika Mincibe, is that it? I don't know. Okay. Says in Maravaitis, that's one answer. So the first answer, the Braisa literally, two Edim, but she married one of the Edim, and she's a bodily as well. Rabbi Yechon said, halacha as follows, where he sort of digresses a little bit from this Braisa. He says, it depends. There's a difference between Mes and Nizgashim. Shnayim, I mean, Mes, two people say, the husband died. If her husband did not die, she should not get married. She should not get married. But if she get married, she got married like the Brai said before. You don't go out like the Chachamim. However, comes to divorce. Two say your husband divorced you. The Shnayim Oimim Loin is Gasha, not divorce you. Harezu Loitinose, she should not get married. But here is different. She did get married to get out. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. What's the difference, the ratio, and what should... Yeah, why in the case of dying we say, no, if you already did, you relied on the Edim, no, remain married. And why by Gedishin, she also relied on the same, on Edim who said that she's divorced, and you say, no, you can't, got to get out. What's the difference? Omer Abaye, so within Rabbi Yechon now, we're going to have a few ways of understanding. Abaye comes along and says, Rabbi Yechon is not talking about Shnayim that we understand to Edim. We're talking about a case, talking about the whole case, entire case, about only a single aid came. If you remember Yevamos, we had that when a single aid comes and we accept his aidus, he has a status of two aidim. And that's why when the first guy came and established that the husband died, he has then like two aid, because by Guni, Kula, Kilabar, Abon, we blew like two. Then when the other aid comes along and says, no, the husband didn't die, it's one against two. So we discount what the other guy says, and therefore if she got married, she can stay married. Aid, Echodayim, and Mace. Your one aid says your husband died. Hemnur, Abon, Kibetel, like two. Wherever the Torah believes one aid, Hare Kanshnaim is two. So you can't have one against two. So the obvious question is, why do you say you can't get Chatchil married? There's a Gemara over there. Sure, okay. Why do you say Chatchil you can't get married? So if so, Chatchil should we get married? What do you say that Chatchil don't get married? If you're going to tell me that the first aid is treated like two, that the husband died, so we believe them. So, and then another aid comes along and says, your husband didn't die, it's one against two. What happens when you have one against two? We completely disregard what the one says. No, so
the second one or the first one?
The first one is two. The first one is din like two, that the husband died. She's a free woman. Comes along and aid says, no, your husband didn't die. We disregard what he says. So why are we saying don't get married? But if she did, you can stay married. The chatchila, go get married. Because two said you're a free woman. For anybody who himself the chatchila nami. So why can't the chatchila get married? So Gemara tells you a very important rule. That if Mishum, you're not allowed to feed fodder, you're not allowed to give fodder to the rumor mongers. And therefore he says, Mishum the Rab Asi, because of Rab Asi's famous saying. The Amr Rab Asi, Rab Asi said, there's a pasuk says, Hose mimcha ikshus peh, you have a duty to remove from you wagging tongues or people who are krum. Don't even give them the grounds to go around and spread rumors about you. And those people who are going to gossip about you, distance yourself from you. Don't give them food or fodder. Don't give them the material to make up stories. So not everyone knows the halacha that one against two is garnish. People can say, oh, this is a married woman and she got married again. But if she did get married, then obviously halacha is a lot of halacha. But l'chatchila, it's awkward. Rashi. So interesting that it should be halacha, not just, you know, it's a nice saying, it's a halacha. Rashi, be'edech, tagmul ho'rabich, be'edech, v'lav shnayim, even though it says two, it means one eight who has it like two. Be'edoim. Because what happens if the husband comes back? She cannot stay married with the second husband. She cannot stay married with the first husband. All the children, mamzeidim. Because we're so strict at the end, she will do her homework. We're very lenient in the beginning. She can marry one woman. She can marry straight away. So that explains me some news. So why don't you say the same thing by Gedishin? However, because by Gedishin, we don't treat the single aid like two. It's one against one. it's one against one, what do you do then? We don't know. You can't get married. And if you got married, you got to get out because maybe she's still a married woman. Safe, Eid Echad, Eimon is Gash. One Eid says that what you divorce, Eid Echad, Eimon is Gash. Tarvayu, what are they both saying? Be Eid is Kimisa. They're both saying you have two Eid and you're a married woman. You were a married woman. I come and is Gash, the one who says you divorced. Havel Echad is one against two. The Eid Dvarachal Echad, Magushnayim. And one against two doesn't work. So therefore, when it comes to Gaidishin, it's not that the first guy believed like two. He's not believed like two. It's the two of you together that makes it like two. Because you yourself are acknowledging that she was once married. The Chazaka is married. Now you're trying to say that the first guy is trying to say he's divorced or not. So two people say that she's a married woman. One guy said that she's divorced. So therefore, she's a married woman. Even if she did get married, she has to get out. She was once a married woman. Okay, that's how Abaye explained it. Even though he said the word shnayim, he meant a single lady who has a ding like shnayim. Comes along Rav, he says no. So that's a doichik to say what Abaye used the word shnayim. He meant one. It's a doichik because even though in the case of mess shnayim makes sense, but in the case of gedishin there is no two. We don't give any one aid the status of two. So why would you call it shnayim? So that's a doichik. So Rav comes along with Taka talking about shnayim. Le'elam treva treininu, says Rava, we're talking about two and two. No, so Ebezei shall the frag you, so how come by Misa he says, im nisas loiseitse, and by Gerish he says, im nisas teitse. V'ro, Rabbi Yechin decided to paskin dvorov shel Rabbi Menachem by Yosef Yeshus. When it comes to Misa, he paskins like the Chacham, you got married, stay married. When it comes to Gerish, he paskin Menachem by Yosef, even though you got married, get out. Why? V'lo Rabbi Misa, what's the difference? My time. Bim Misa, when it comes to Misa, Eina Yechayla Machashtay. If the husband Tak is alive, he'll come back one day. And if he comes back one day, what are you going to say? You can make up a million stories. The fact is, the husband is alive. She's finished. So she is going to do, she knows that if she doesn't do her homework properly, she can be caught out. So she will do her homework properly. When it comes to Gedishin, the husband will come back and say, yeah, I never divorced you. She said, you did divorce me. You can never prove totally that she's a liar because she'll argue with him, and because by Gedishin she knows that even she knows that the risk is minimal, because even if she doesn't know her husband divorced or not and she gets remarried and the husband says I never divorced you, she'll deny and say you did divorce me, so she doesn't do her homework properly. She might have been still a married woman. We don't let her get married, and if she got married, get out. We don't trust you did the homework properly. Something like this. Misa any Yochel Mechashta can't contradict him. Gedishin Yochel Mechashta, but Gedishin she could contradict him, so she doesn't do her homework. Rashi any Yochel Mechashta im Yovibayla any Yochel Mechashta she can't say you're dead. Hichi la the body of a woman he 100% sure she mess. Mitchel she was escaped. Let me see get married. Gedishin Yochel Mechashta im Yovibayla Gedishin he time she said Gedishin I divorce Yichel Ishar is like some chasha she rely on the chasha Misa get married. Be Adam Alal Masafi like Mitchel made a shaper. And she's not scared, and therefore she won't do the homework properly. Says the Gemara, you're telling me by Gedishin she's not scared. Umi chatzifa kula, you're telling me that one, when the husband comes back and says, no, I didn't divorce you, she has no problem saying you did. We know that a wife does not have the chutzpah to tell her husband you divorced me. But Rav Nuna said, if a woman comes along and says, Lebala, to her husband, Gerashtoni, you divorced me, she's believed. Why? Because a woman wouldn't have the chutzpah to say that. Chazoka ain isha me'izah b'panem if they love. So we see a woman does not have generally the chutzpah to lie to her husband. So therefore, what are you telling me? That if her husband will come back, she'll just contradict him. Women don't just contradict the husband. If she contradicts the husband, the taka, she would be believed. So maybe she would do her homework. Says the Gemara, because she doesn't normally have the chutzpah to make up a story. You divorced me when he didn't. So if she's going to stay married to this guy, she will do the homework, make sure that he takes a divorce.
So you're saying there's no difference
between Misa and Gedishin.
It's more than that, because here it says that the woman initiates and says confronts the husband and says you divorced me. In the cases here, there is no.
That's what I was going to say. Gemara will say in a minute. Hani mili, when do we say a woman doesn't have the chutzpah hecha the leka aidin, the komisaila, she has no aidin to support her story? She comes forward on her own, makes up a story. We don't believe she'd make up such a story unless she's telling the truth. Aval hecha the ika aidin, but where there were witnesses to say that she is divorced, to say she won't be divorced, she feels comfortable to follow. Here she already has the chutzpah to say to her husband, you divorced me, because she has two aidin backing her story. The komisaila, me'iza, because they have witnesses supporting her, she has a chutzpah, so therefore she takes the whole thing lightly and she won't do her homework properly, and therefore the proper checks and balances, so we're not going to let her stay married. So that's Rava's version of Rabbi Yechim, talking about two Eidim versus two Eidim, and why he decided by Misa to say he can stay married because she would have done her homework properly, and by Gedishin she would not do her homework, she'd be very relaxed about it, so we don't trust her and we tell her to get out of the marriage. Rav Asi says, I'll give you another answer. Taka two Eidim, But there's one difference here. They're not saying that your husband died a long time ago. He died just now. And they're not saying your husband divorced a long time ago. He just divorced you right now. And that's the difference. Why? Why would that be a difference? Rav Asi, I'm going to Amri, Eidim, Achshav Meis, Achshav Gershon. Now your husband died, now he divorced. Now, if you divorce right now, there has to be somebody who remembers it. Because there's people talking. Where if you divorce, where are the Eidim? We don't believe you then. If nobody remembers you divorced last week, we don't believe you. So if you got married, get out of the marriage. When it comes to Misa, your husband is somewhere away and he died, people don't know. Misa, Lekel, we can't check it out. For example, they said he drowned in the ocean. How are we going to know? Gedishin, Gedishin, we could check out straight away. Damni, we say to her, Misa, the Hochi, have if it's taka true, you get divorced last week. Achzela Gitach, where's the divorce? It's one thing we divorced a long time ago, I lost it. But if you were divorced last week, where is your divorce? And to tell us you lost it in a week, we don't believe. Rashi. When it comes to Misa, Achsha Meis, Hayoim, oh, today, not just a week, today he died. So when it comes to Misa, we can never check it out. Why not, says Rashi? Im Yomru Tova B'mayim, he drowned. Oy Ochlu Ari, was he gobbled by a lion. Ain't only Yechon Levarad Advarim, there's no way of checking it out. Hilcho Lechatchil, 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 you should get married because the two against two. But if you did get married, Im Nisad Lechatchil, you don't go out, Kilabon, because you have two Aiden supporting you. Ukishani says Lechameida, and we go back to what, that she had to marry one of the Aiden to be a buddy, otherwise an Oshim Toli. But if it comes to a get, today, where's your divorce? Otherwise, you can't get married. You got married, get out. We don't trust you. Arze gitter de bescheite purte, such a short time. Le mehem le mehmet irches lich. I believe I lost it. Second, tell me what we learned. Shnayim oimrim niskacha. Two people come along and said, you were engaged. The shnayim oimrim le niskacha. And two people said, you were not engaged. Harezu leitanose. She should not get married. Lechatchila. But the im nisas, if she did get married, like straight say she should not get out of the marriage. So when it comes to kiddushin, we say lechatchila get married, but if she did, we did to who? To another person. What happened? Two Aiden came along and said, you're engaged to somebody overseas or some other town. And two people say, you're not engaged. So it's machlek. Then she went ahead and received kiddushin from another person, not the person that they're claiming. What's the big deal? From another person. So
they didn't see her married?
Sorry? They did. Somebody else. They made up. They said that he was married to another guy from a. Lois Katsumi, we didn't see you get married. Well, so the Gemara will ask the question. We didn't see you get married. So, and then she marries somebody else. So, Lechatchili, she shouldn't. But if she did, she can stay married. So the Gemara, what about Shnaimim in his gash? Shnaimim in his gash? Because they divorced, because they're not divorced. Harezu leitinos, you get married. In his ass, taste. If they get married, get out. This is exactly what Abiyach said before. By Kigelishin, we tell her to get out. Because she doesn't do her homework properly. Rashi Harezu, Rashi, La'acha to another person. Now, Freddy Gemara, Maishno Reisha, Maishno say, why when it comes to Kedushin we say stay married to this other person? Either the Chashash, maybe she's a married woman already. And why by Gedushin we say, no, even if you got married, get out of that marriage. What's the difference? Amar Abai, we're just going to Abai's answer today. Targum Abai Recha. See, Abai is consistent. Every time somebody says two, he means one. Talking about one aid. Like before, Rabbi Yechon. Eid echad oimen niskacha. One eid says you're engaged to this person. Ve eid echad oimen loy niskacha. So what are they both saying? They're both establishing that she used to be a single woman. Right? The question is, did her status change? Is she a married woman? It's one against two. We don't believe it. So therefore, if she got married to somebody else, stay married. Tabaye ve pnuya kemishah. Both saying she was a single woman. Ahai dekama niskacha. And the one who said that she got married. Havel echad ve ein dvor v'shalechem okim shnayim. Why the Chachili don't get married? So we already said before, because we don't want any rumors. Abba Sefer, when it comes to Gittin, it's exactly the opposite. When it comes to Gittin, they're both saying that she was a married woman, and one saying that she got divorced. One against two. Two saying she's a married woman. So how can she stay married? Sefer, Eidechad Oymen is Gasha, Eidechad Oymen Loyen is Gasha. One says divorce, one not. Tarvayu, both of them are saying, Be'ejit is committed. One saying, you're a married woman. Vahai, the common is Gasha, Havelechad is one. Be'ein, Varushal Echem, Ogishnayin. Kind of one against two. Rashi, Tavai, the Pnuy Kamisa, the Divri Shneim, according to both of them, Ad Achat till now, Becheska's Pnuy, I say, you're a single woman. Koydim Shin is Katsu before you got engaged. Okay, and see you tomorrow. But there's Tachin tomorrow.